Everyone knows what the ubiquitous New York yellow cabs look like. Prague Town Hall too is pushing for the bright shade to be the colour of the city's own taxi cabs. But legislation at this point does not allow for the city to force taxi companies to stick to one colour. Sarah Borufka has the details.
If you were asked what the typical color for a cab was, chances are you'd answer yellow, the color that the famous New York City cabs come in. Or maybe black if you're a resident of London. In Prague, there is no such uniformity. Prague Town Hall would like the city's taxi fleet to be more uniform, but current legislation prevents it from being able to dictate the color of cabs. Eva Kubátová is a spokeswoman for Prague Town Hall.
Ta platná legislativa nám to neumožňuje. Neumožňuje prostě nařídit plošně, aby všechny...
The current legislation does not allow us to have an all-encompassing regulation that would force all companies to only use yellow cabs. So Prague Town Hall tries to provide an incentive. If they want to serve at our fair place points, they must use yellow cabs. And that also forces them to provide quality services to their passengers.
Opravdu kvalitní službu zákazníkům.
The fair place points were introduced in 2007, and the yellow color is only one of several requirements for cabs to be able to take advantage of them. In addition, the cabs have to display fare information, charge prices that don't exceed 28 crowns per kilometer, and have the driver's taxi license displayed in the cab. In exchange, providing service at the fair place points gives cab companies an edge over competitors. Eva Kubátová again.
The yellow cabs can use certain lanes within the city that other taxis do not have access to, which is a positive edge in Prague because it makes it possible to serve customers quicker, and Prague traffic can be quite dense, so that's really an advantage.
Taxi companies in Prague have adapted to the city regulation by keeping yellow vehicles in their fleet so that at least some of their cabs can use the fair place points. One of them is Tomáš Horčička, the manager of City Taxi, a 400-car company with about 20% of yellow cabs, who thinks that the current regulation is a bit confusing.
It seems a bit strange that the taxis serving those points have to fulfill other criteria than cabs that provide services elsewhere in the city. We believe that either the points should be open to all taxis operating in Prague, regardless of their colour or what they're equipped with, or there should be a regulation that all taxi cabs have to have a certain colour and equipment.
A change in law seems unlikely at the moment, and so passengers hailing a cab in Prague have to watch out for hints other than just the colour.
Indeed, and you'd be well advised to keep an eye on the fare when you take a taxi in Prague. Sarah Borufka.